You are obviously referred to as a blues man, but jazz, gospel, pop, swing, they're all in the music. I guess you didn't ever pay much mind to labels.
No, not that much, because the first musical notations, a lot of people don't know it, but I do read music, but very slowly. But the first musical notation I learned about was country music. I learned how to play "You Are My Sunshine, My Only Sun." I learned to play that musically, musical notations, I should say, long before I could play it in 3 o'clock blues.
And I remember last year there was a hit by a group called the Primitive Radio Gods that sampled your song, "How Blue Can You Get?"
Right.
And a few years back, you had a hit with U2 on "When Love Comes to Town."
Right.
Seems like you're always trying to reach new listeners. Is there a message that you're trying to get across to them beyond keeping the blues alive?
Yes, B.B. King, still alive and well. Yes, I want them to know that.
Do you feel like you're on a mission to bring the blues to the world?
Yes. I took it on my own. I took the title on my own. A lot of people have called me the ambassador of blues, but I don't have that title yet. I'm going to have to speak to the president soon. By the way, he sent me a telegram, a fax, congratulating me on this award the Blues Foundation just gave me. So somebody made a crack, and it stuck with me. I like it. Said, B.B. King have friends in high places. I love that.
Maybe we should get you an official title, a government proclamation for Ambassador of the Blues.
Right, you got it. That's it. Help me?
I think you can help yourself better than I can.
All right.
But, you know, as you said, you are on a mission to bring the blues to the world. And, you know, I figure you're good for doing this maybe another 40, 50 years, but...
Let's don't go quite that
far. Okay. But I think something that's promising is that, once again, there's another generation of blues players coming up, like Kenny Wayne Shepherd and Johnny Lang.
Oh, yes.
Does that convince you that the blues will always flourish?
Yes. Yes, it does. Two of the most talented young men that you'll ever meet. Fantastic. Not only that, they are great musicians. These guys are great people. You know, you meet a lot of people, and they don't seem whether they want to speak to you or you look like dirt to them or something. These guys are not like that. They're concerned, very concerned. You are people, as we use the word. You are people to them. They enjoy the music, and they're not just playing it to be impressive. They play it because they like it.
Now, speaking of another of the younger generation of blues men, I saw you in Austin, Texas, about a year ago at a tribute to Stevie Ray Vaughan.
One of my favorite guys.
Did he have a similar vibe to Johnny and Kenny?
Yes. When I first met Stevie, I met him through his brother. And after meeting him, our communication started to be more like father-son relationship. So we were very close, very, very close. He used to come to me, had problems, he used to call me, we'd talk. I loved the guy.